Now, before we talk about artificial sweeteners, I wanted to talk about kind of whole foods. So do you think we need to be mindful of the sugar that's contained in whole foods, such as like fruits, or do the benefits that they give us, like all the vitamins and stuff like that, kind of outweigh the problem of the sugar?
Oh, look, I think if people stuck to eating whole foods and fruits in general, we'd be in a much better health position.
Okay.
So yes, we do have to make the distinction between sugars found in healthy food compared to added sugars in, let's say, our processed food. So when I say processed, I'm more talking about like our biscuits, our cakes, our soft drink, lollies, those types of foods. So when sugar is in healthy food, let's say an apple or a banana, they're coupled with fiber. And fiber, we know, is good for our health. There's often minerals and vitamins in there and lots of fluid content. So the sugar coming from our whole foods is actually beneficial because it's coupled with so many other nutrients.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas our processed sugar in the other foods, like our cakes and biscuits and things, they give us no nutritional benefit except for energy, which we know, in Australia at least, contributes to a lot of people with excess weight, which causes a lot of health problems.
It gives us a hit, but no vitamins.
That's it, exactly.
That's no fun. Well, it is fun, I guess. That's the problem.
Tasty fun.
Maybe
not so good
time
for us. Exactly.
I think you hit on a good point there, making a distinction between, you know, sugar in whole foods and then these artificial sweeteners, because these artificial sweeteners, they can be made extremely sweet. And I guess that one argument is that this will mean that if they're extremely sweet, then maybe we won't really need to eat as much of it. So what is your stance on that kind of argument regarding artificial sweeteners?
So, look, artificial sweeteners are different. So we're talking about now chemically made non-nutritive sweeteners. So it's not the same as sugar.
Okay.
They've got a different chemical compound, and you've probably heard of the types like sucralose and aspartame, things that they make equal out of. And so they don't have any energy, and they are used typically in diet products, so marketed towards weight loss. Some of the research has shown that when people do replace our normal table sugar and their food containing that type of sugar with artificial sweeteners, it can help people lose weight because there's a reduction in energy because there is no sugar in there.
So there's no energy input in these artificial sweeteners. We just kind of get the taste.
Yeah, that's right. And like you said, they're super sweet. Like, for example, like Equal is 10 times sweeter than normal sugar.
Whoa.
So essentially, like you said, we use less. So, you know, that's in general really good. So if we're using less of these chemically made sugars but getting a sweet taste, I think that's a positive for some people if they want to use that as a health-promoting tool. It's not necessary, but you can use it.
Okay, but they don't have any benefits coupled with them, such as, like, in fruit you get fiber, as you mentioned before.
Well, it just depends where people are using the artificial sweetener. So in general, on the market, we see them in diet products. So I'm not a big fan of diet products. I'd rather people eat whole foods, and so some whole foods will come with normal sugar in it. So diet products, depending on what you choose, might not have as many nutrients as we would like as whole foods.
I'd like to talk about food labeling as well. So you hit on it before, like the idea of sucralose and saccharin. Is it becoming more difficult to identify if the things that we're eating have artificial sort of sweeteners in them because there's such a, I guess, a broader range of what they encompass now?
Yeah, look, food standards and the labelling in Australia is actually quite good.
Okay.
So if something has an artificial sweetener in it, it'll have it listed in the ingredients panel. So for a general consumer, it's just about becoming aware, getting some education around what artificial sweeteners are called. We've already mentioned a few, and there's a few others, for example, like sorbitol and mannitol. And if you ever turned around the packet of a sugar-free chewing gum, you'll see that listed on the panel.
Ah, okay.
So it's quite easy to identify if you know what to look for.
So that's how they make it sweet without sugar.
Exactly.
There we go.
Exactly.
We're getting a science lesson here on Drive.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, here's the thing. We were looking at your Instagram before. It's really cool. You have loads of kind of great healthy meals that you're putting out there that you're eating. Do you have much room for sugars in your everyday diet?
Oh, look, I've got a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Okay.
I do
maybe
like
that was
sweet.
Hidden from the Instagram page.
Yeah, well, you know, we curate the things that we want people to see.
Sure.
But look, in saying that, you know, I'm not any different to anybody else out there. Just because I'm a dietitian doesn't mean that I don't like eating my occasional piece of cake or biscuit.
Mm.
But you want to make most of your diet, so let's say 80% of what you eat, whole foods.
Okay.
Okay. And it's okay to have the occasional treat if you like it, but make sure you do some exercise to counteract that as well. So it's about having a balance and a bit of flexibility in your diet too, so you can enjoy healthy eating long term and still have fun at the same time.
How do you define whole foods?
So anything that's natural. So yeah,
vegetables and
your vegetables, fruit, lean meat, whole grains, dairy products, those types of foods.
Okay, right on. And yeah, so as I said, we were looking at your website. You've got loads of really useful information about eating healthily in your blog and on your podcast. So if people want to jump online and check it out, where should they go?
Type in GabrielMaston.com and everything will come up, all the links to the social media, my blog, my podcast. And look, on there, I give people tips on how to cook, how to eat, how to lose weight, different chronic health conditions, and also exercise. So you'll find years and years worth of information on there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I think that during the interview, I realized that it was more complex than I thought it was, the concept of artificial sweeteners and the types of sugars that we have. But I think you gave us a pretty good, concise summary of what we need to do. So, Gabrielle, thank you so much for coming on Drive and having a chat with me today.